Sounds like a small ensemble of guitarists, but in fact, it's just one. Dominic Frasca, live, solo, unaccompanied, no pre-produced stuff, on stage at the 92nd Street Y with a world premiere commissioned for the 2006 edition of the biannual New York Guitar Festival Marathon event. The first two occasions, 2002 and 2004, were big events that sprawled across the 92nd Street Y stage with guitarists of virtually every stripe, and it was frankly quite exhausting. So what David Spellman, the founder and director of the New York Guitar Festival, did was to invite the Spanish guitarist Pepe Romero to help him curate a day of musical activities focusing on the Spanish guitar and on the 450-year history of that instrument. And then we had the opportunity to commission three new works as a kind of modern extension of the guitar tradition. And on this edition of New Sounds, program 2515, we will hear all three of those world premiere pieces by Gian Reilly, the son of the legendary Terry Reilly, Dominic Frasca, and Bryce Dessner, who has a double life as a composer and also as a member of the rock band The National. He brought actually an ensemble on stage with him. We're going to begin, though, with some recent music by Gian Reilly. This is not his new commissioned work, but rather a set of pieces in progress, a suite for classical guitar that goes through three different sections: Progression of the Ancestors, Dances of the Forgotten, and the Majestic Temple. Gian seems to have inherited his dad's penchant for kind of mystical titles, and is a fabulously gifted guitarist, and really coming into his own as a composer these days as well. So here he is from the New York Guitar Festival Marathon Concert from January of 2006, Gian Reilly performing live. Thank you. Lovely music from Gion Reilly. Gion is the son of Terry Reilly, as I mentioned earlier, the composer who's often pointed to as the first quote-unquote minimalist composer. Nothing too minimalist about Gion's work, though. His composition for solo guitar, performed on stage at the 92nd Street Y as part of the biannual New York Guitar Festival Marathon Concert. And recorded for us by Larry Rock. Thanks, Larry. Three works there by Gion Reilly: Progression of the Ancestors, Dances of the Forgotten, and The Majestic Temple. The date was January 15th, 2006. As I mentioned earlier, there were three world premieres on this concert that was otherwise looking back at a 450-year history of music for the Spanish guitar. Gion Reilly wrote a new piece for the event, and we'll hear that in a little while. Also still to come, Bryce Dessner and friends performing his new work. But the first of the three commissioned pieces that we'll hear is Dominic Frasca. And while it's true that the term minimalism can't really be applied to Gion Reilly's music, that's not the case with Dominic. His stuff often drawing quite freely from the music of, say, Philip Glass or Steve Reich. He showed up barefoot with a laptop in tow and a 10-string classical guitar that he has adapted himself to his own nefarious musical ends. And the piece that he performed for us was a world premiere, and as is often the case with these New York Guitar Festival events, and indeed all New Sounds Live endeavors, we took some time to speak with the composer before hearing the piece. Dominic, you are about to premiere a new work commissioned by the New York Guitar Festival for today's event.
Right.
It's the first of three that we're doing today. The other two will be in the evening. Half an hour ago, you didn't have a title.
No. And you said to me, John's Not Taken. So I think that's the title, John's Not Taken. There it is.
Dominic was upstairs in the library reading the spines of books trying to come up with...
I had You Are So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah was one of the books I found. Another book that I found that was a possible title was Am I Weird or Is This Normal? Which I thought fit
pretty
well.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Under any name, this piece will sound considerably different from what people might expect from one guy and one guitar. So, just briefly, the role of the computer here is to do what?
Well, that's so I can watch porn. But,
Ba-dum-butch.
Yeah. No, basically, I have pickups under each of the strings. Each of the strings is routed into the computer, and I can place the strings in different places in the mix. I can affect them differently. I can bring the volume up, lower it. It just kind of gives me a lot more freedom.
And so the instrument can, in fact, sound like multiple instruments coming at you from left, right, in the stereo field.
Yeah, and if you're in a surround space, you could do it.
So this work is a commission from the festival. We hope that maybe next year the commissions will be big enough that the commissionees can actually afford footwear.
Yeah.
But, but for the moment... For the moment, maybe you can explain to us what the things affixed to the fretboard do.
They act as individual capos, so I can alter the pitch of the string without actually altering the tuning of it, which comes in handy for if you want to put notes on top of each other and do music that's somewhat canonic in nature.
So where these things sit on the fretboard is specific to the piece that we're about to hear.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to hold you to the title, but let's at least hear the world premiere of the piece.
Okay.
Dominic Frasca.
Thank you.
World premiere performance of music by the composer and guitarist Dominic Frasca. Again, it bears repeating that that is one guy with one guitar. There's no overdubbing. There are no tricks, really. There is a laptop computer that simply splits the sound. But the 10 strings and the 10 fingers of Dominic Frasca enough to produce all of that music. The piece is called, for better or worse, John's Not Taken. A backstage joke becomes the title of a new work at the 92nd Street Y, January 15th, 2006, the New York Guitar Festival Marathon Concert. That was the first of three world premieres of pieces that were commissioned specifically for this event. Still to come, new works by Bryce Dessner and friends, and the return of Gian Reilly. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds number 2515 from the New York Guitar Festival Marathon Concert of 2006, which specifically focused on the 450-year history of the Spanish guitar. Guitarist and composer Bryce Dessner is someone who plays both the classical and the electric guitar. He's a member of the indie rock band The National. He's also a member of the post-rock instrumental group called Clogs, which we've heard on New Sounds a number of times, an occasional member of the Sap Dream electric guitar quartet, and, along with fellow Clogs member Padma Newsom, a winner of a Chamber Music America Award for adventurous programming. So he's got some street cred in both the indie rock and the chamber music worlds, which is a little unusual. Bryce brought Padma Newsom, the violinist and violist, with him to the stage of the 92nd Street Y, and also borrowed percussionist David Cossin from the Bang on a Can All-Stars to do the premiere of his piece, newly written for the occasion. It was the New York Guitar Festival Marathon event, January 15th, 2006. Let's take you back to the stage of the 92nd Street Y to meet Bryce Dessner. What about this piece that you've written for tonight's program? It's called Memorial. What does the title refer to?
Well, when the David Spellman, who's the director of the Guitar Festival, asked me to write a piece inspired by Spanish guitar, and I knew that so many great classical guitarists would be here tonight, I tried to think about that and tried to find my way in. And I guess one thing I think about in terms of the Spanish music, Spanish guitar music, flamenco music, is the emotional resonance of the music. So I decided to pick a subject to write about that was very close to my heart, which is a very close teacher of mine, an English teacher from Cincinnati, Ohio, named Bob Patterson, who actually was kind of mentor and inspired me musically when I was, 14, 15, 16, and introduced me to my future teacher and mentor, Benjamin Verdery, who's a fantastic New York-based classical guitarist who was my teacher for 5-6 years. Bob Patterson passed away this fall, and so I decided to write this piece for him.
Okay. And did you use classical guitar, steel string guitar, electric guitar?
I sat down with I do play a lot of electric guitar. I tour in a rock band. I play a lot of chamber music with an electric guitar, but the classical guitar is still my great love. So it was a great opportunity just to sit down and play. And the other idea that I took from was that, the Renaissance guitarists, lutenists, were fantastic improvisers. Mm-hmm. And people like, if you hear Paul Odette play, he's still... The process of ornamentation is just an incredible, these are amazing improvisers. And we think of classical musicians today as not being improvisers, which is not true. And so I sat down with this guitar, and a lot of the material came out of improv. A lot of, there'll be a bit of improv. Most of it is set, what we're going to do, but it is kind of inspired from improvised material.
Okay. Well, Paul Odette gave us an improvised Galliard earlier this afternoon, which was...
Fantastic.
It was great. It was rock and roll, basically.
Yeah.
So let's hear what you have wrought.
Okay.
I think I just mangled a verb there, but Bryce Dessner and Padma Newsom playing the violin, viola, and David Cossin playing the percussion, and this is a new work, world premiere. It's called Memorial. live performance on stage at the 92nd Street Y, and as you can hear, rather a well-received piece from Bryce Desner. Desner is a member of the band Clogs, along with his violist, Padman Newsom, and the percussionist in the band on this particular occasion was David Cosson from the Bang on a Can All-Stars, the three of them doing the world premiere of Bryce Desner's piece Memorial, commissioned by the New York Guitar Festival specifically for this occasion, the New York Guitar Festival's biannual marathon concert at the 92nd Street Y. That's the second of three premieres that we heard on that afternoon and evening event, January 15th of 2006. In a moment, we'll hear the third of our three world premieres, works commissioned specifically for this event, and it's a work from Gian Reilly, which you'll hear in a moment. You're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a copy of the playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll give you details on what we're hearing, where you can find recordings by some of these artists. Obviously, these were all new pieces and haven't been commercially recorded yet. But the playlist will give you details on where you can find other music from these composers. Just look for playlist number 2515 when you go on our website at wnyc.org. And also online, you will find this program and all the other New Sounds available as audio archives. You can hear New Sounds on demand on your computer. That's at wnyc.org. Well, Gian Reilly, very early in the day of the New York Guitar Festival Marathon, gave us a set of three pieces for classical guitar, recent works of his. We heard those at the beginning of the show. Towards the end of the marathon, he unveiled the new piece that he had written for the occasion, and we took the opportunity to talk to him before hearing it. So we sort of build this as 450 years of Spanish guitar, and in writing your new piece, you've taken the Spanish part pretty much to heart, because the work has a Spanish title.
It does, and that's probably just about all that's Spanish about it. So.
Uh-huh. All right.
No.
Well, the title is?
The title is Los Cambios Quedan Igual.
The changes remain the same.
Yeah, stay the same. Right.
Stay the same.
Yeah.
Okay, and... So Spanish title, kind of a Zen concept.
Yeah, right, kind of Zen-ish, yeah. So, well, I can explain it a little better. So, I think, let me try anyway. So I had this idea to, one of the things that's really important throughout the history of Spanish music is variation. So I thought that I would write a piece that sort of has a similar harmonic set of changes and variations occur over these changes. So I came up with a progression that I really liked and was kind of working with it. And, well, the changes didn't stay the same after a while. So what can I say? But the title did stay the same. So, mm-hmm. You know.
You were doing some playing with tuning in the first part of the show.
Right.
Are these pieces kind of standard tuning?
Standard tuning, yeah.
Los cambios...
Quedan igual.
Quedan igual.
Yeah. Spanish latest lesson for you.
All right. Once again, Gian Reilly.
Thank you.
the third of the three new works premiered at the New York Guitar Festival's Marathon Concert, January 15th, 2006. It was the third biannual marathon event, but the first one in which we actually got to commission and premiere new music. We've heard new works by Dominic Frasca, Bryce Dessner, and now that piece by Guion Riley, called Los Cambios Quedan Igual, The Changes Stay the Same. And that'll just about do it for this edition of New Sounds. A little more from Guion Riley and his performance at the New York Guitar Festival Marathon in the background as we wrap things up. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for joining us for New Sounds.